facing to the Nile River, just quite close to the Libyan Mountains, as the Libyan Mountains between the Valley of the Kings, the tombs of the kings, where they found the famous tomb of Tutankhamun, which was been discovered by Mr. Howard Carter in 1922. And all the objects of all the treasures of Tutankhamun include his marbles and gold. Just now in the Egyptian Cairo Museum, there's a second floor, all furnished, separated in different vitrines, and the mummy of the king himself, still in his grave, in his tomb, in his golden case, golden coffins. And the tomb itself quite small. A visitor, when they return back from the Cairo Museum, and asked their guide, a Budi, and they said,
Mr. Abu Dir, how long have you been the guide here in Luxor?
I was started acting as a guide from son to father. As my father, I didn't know him, of course. I was a child, about 3, 4, 5 years of my age.
Yes.
But my eldest brother, too, Muhammad Aboudi, is the author of the ancient guidebook called Aboudi's Guidebook. Oh. And I started acting as a guide since 1922.
You were already the guide?
Already guide in 1922, and by chance, yes. Really. I was a very good friend, nearly a relative, to Mr. Howard Carter. And when we sent the name to Mr. Carter, he came, he said to me, quick, enter the tomb. Uh-huh. And I was entered the tomb.
So you were the witness of the opening
yes,
of the tomb?
Yes, and I went with the guest, you know, whom the relative to Mr. Carter, and entered the tombs of the kings himself. And really, believe me, I saw everything before transported from here to Egyptian Cairo Museum. And don't be surprised, they said to me, Aboudi, is this really tomb of Tutankhamun? I said, it is true. It is unbelievable, incredible. Yes. It is quite small tomb. Nobody can believe such all would have seen in the Cairo Museum. Second floor can be only
yes, yes,
small
we saw it
tomb,
there.
You see.
Well, we are looking very much forward
to
seeing it
is,
tomorrow.
Yes.
I understand we are going
right,
there tomorrow.
Exactly. Yes?
But could you just tell me in a few words, what was your impression when the tomb was opened? What did you see, actually?
Well, as myself, I am Egyptian, I am the successor of the pharaohs.
Yes.
No problem, I was... I didn't know really how can I say. It is something, you know, make me nerve.
What did you see, actually? What was the image before you?
I saw all the gold and all the marble, the royal bed, two statues, and the golden coffin, golden mask, and of course, these beautiful sandals, lovely different canes with a different head, head of a jackal, head of a hog, canopy of vases, alabaster jars, etc. Something, you know, make me... I didn't know really how can I say it.
Well, it made
small.
You breathless.
Made me breathless,
yes,
indeed.
Yes, well, I can well understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I can well understand it was really a memorable experience. Mr. Aboudi, could you tell us, are we the first Poles whom you ever met? Are we the first Poles whom you are showing Luxor?
Well, of course, my father was acting a guide nearly about 1895.
I see.
And after my father was my eldest brother,
yes.
Who was the eldest of the family, Muhammad Aboudi, who spent part of his life abroad.
Yes.
And he speaks several languages.
He wrote this guidebook.
And
guide
he's the author
popular.
Of the guidebook,
yes.
Called Aboudi's Guidebook. And he spent part of his life in Hamburg, in Germany, in Switzerland, in Italy, in Paris. And besides that, you see, unfortunately, 10 years ago he died.
Uh-huh.
And I was following the step of my brother,
yes.
To raise our name among our
nice
tourists.
Now, can you tell me, we are the first Poles you were
yes, the first
about?
Poles, the visitor, the tourist in my country after Second War.
I see.
And I believe you are only the tourist, the Polish, in my country as I guide with.
I see. But we are not the first Poles you met.
No. Oh, no,
did you meet any of our compatriots before?
Well, I can't imagine easy. I can meet some Polish, you see, visitor on board on the Nile steamer, which I've been acting as a guide on the Nile trip on the river, you see. From different nations, you can say easy. The American and German and the French and Switzerland and
I see.
Yes.
Well, but you don't know any Polish words, of course. How did you I know that you speak so many languages. But you never had an opportunity to use a Polish word, do you?
Well, I
How
was.
How do you recognize we are Polish?
Point is we are only the contractor in Luxor, in charge to take good care of the Polish soldiers, troops.
Which is
the boys like this, exactly the same age, about 15 years, 12 years.
Who are here
who been intended to take
war.
Good care of them here, last second war.
Oh, I see.
They came as a visitor the weekend 50. After 50, and in charge was an English officer or a colonel, who had been intended and to look after all these boys.
I see. Well, did you memorize any Polish word?
Well, I learned from the leader, Polish leader, Proszę bardzo, tą drogą. Dobra.
Well, even after so many years, you still remember.
Many years, I would like to make you understand very clear, I would like to be connect Egypt with Poland as a visitor, tourist. I like very much as myself as a guide, I like the majority of my tourist visitor Polish as American, as French, as English.
Well, thank you
but
very
regret
much.
Indeed, but we hope our United Arab Republic make a very nice peaceful with Poland and commerce in peaceful visitor from Poland come to Egypt and visitor from Egypt go to Poland.
I want
to be head to be guest in your country.
Thank you very much. We are looking forward to the day when you will visit us as we are visiting Egypt today.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Aboudi. Na łódce, na Nilu, za chwileczkę będziemy nagrywali muzyki arabskich grających na starych instrumentach.
Stand. سبتد كدو
Then our friend is here.
Hey! Thank you.
odgłosy Nilu pod Asuanem przy pierwszej katarakcie.
Que es la
Ojcze nasz w języku koptyckim.
Jeven jut tchenni fi owi marif tubu njab kran maris in jetek met uru betehnak marif shobi emivriti kenit venem hijen bikehi van oiken tarasti mifnan انفوو وكاني اتيرون نيفول امبريتي هون انتن كو ايفول انت اني اتانون نانتان اراؤو ووهم برنتين اخونا برسموس الله نهمين ايفول هابي بتوو خم بيخرستوس يسوس بن شويس
Yeah. Thank you. Trumpets of the Pharaoh Tutankhamun, Lord of the Crowns, King of the South and North, Son of Re. Now the copper trumpet. After a silence of over 3,000 years, these two voices out of Egypt's glorious past have gone echoing across the world.